The Sun Belt Ag Expo has come and gone for 2023. To give us a full recap, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and I know you were down there for at least one day. What did you see, Commissioner?
Well, we got to see the big show. I'm telling you, it seems like it grows every year down at Moultrie. But we went on Tuesday, and Tuesday is the day of the Farmer of the Year luncheon. So we went down to support South Carolina's Farm of the Year, Brad O'Neill, but also visit with other states and visit the South Carolina building that our staff and Clemson University staff, you know, puts on the display. So really a good show this year.
This really is a major production that goes on every year in Moultrie, Georgia. And in fact, they call it North America's premier farm show, and for good reason, I think.
Yeah, if there's a bigger one, and I'm sure there are, but it's certainly for the Southeast. It is perfect where it's located, plenty of space. Of course, they lucked out with beautiful weather last week, cold enough that the Nats took a break, but it is just that. You know, one thing I was pleased to see this year is that Clemson had a grain bin safety demonstration going on, and they have prepared a demonstration unit that they take all over the state and really outside of the state to demonstrate how to get someone out of a grain bin if an accident has occurred are, you know, submerged in corn or soybeans or whatnot. So please, that was new for this year, so that was good to see.
Speaking of Clemson, I understand that the land-grant universities really come together and put on a lot of seminars and demonstrations for all the attendees at no extra cost.
That's right. I think there's a total of 22 that are involved across the 10 states that participate with it. So that is really good to see. And again, we work with Clemson in the South Carolina building with our staff and theirs. So it's good to see that. You know, our Farm of the Year was Brad O'Neill. I'm assuming he came in second because he didn't win. I think a gentleman from Arkansas was the Farm of the Year.
Okay.
But we're very proud of Brad from down at Coosaw Farms in the lower part of the state.
Very good. The Sun Belt Ag Expo, again, a major production that takes place in Moultrie, Georgia each year. And giving us a recap this time is South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.